A popular vegan, vegetarian-friendly Mexican cafe and art gallery on historic Olvera Street in downtown Los Angeles recently received notice of eviction. Casa de Sosa, famous for its coffee and chocolate, has been on LA's oldest street for more than 60 years, and the Sosa family has a history in the founding of the street that attracts thousands of tourists and locals each year. Benjamin Antonio Sosa returned from World War II to become assistant manager of Olvera Street in the 60s, but the family's presence goes back to the 1930s. Now, Casa de Sosa is being threatened by the city itself. Several other Olvera Street merchants have already lost their leases. Joining me in studio is Conchita Sosa. She's the operating owner of Casa de Sosa. She shares ownership of the cafe with her mother, Consuelo. And also with us is her partner, Fernando Cruz, who also helps run the space. Welcome to Uprising, Conchita and Fernando.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
First, Conchita, let's talk a little bit more about the history of your family. I give a few details, but this is your family has been on this street in this space for many, many decades.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the role it's played in Olvera Street?
Well, the role it's played is it has helped at the beginning in the 30s, it helped the Mexican immigrant families fulfill their need for all the Mexican wares that they couldn't bring over with them. So my grandfather then decided to start importing all the Mexican goods that the family needed over here in Los Angeles. And so that's basically how the business began. Later on, as my father grew and after the war, he then became a wholesaler to Olvera Street, became a provider of furniture, fine art, and goods to interior designers, movie studios, celebrities, and the whole community at large. Then it quickly evolved into a gallery space. We then evolved into doing poetry readings and performances. And then the cafe came in. We converted it, we added that addition, which was my mother's vision, to then start a cafe introducing the traditional chocolate and Mexican coffee of Mexico.
So your family's basically been on Olvera Street right from its inception.
Yes.
And this is a street that, any standard tour of Los Angeles, you have tourists coming from all over the country and all over the world.
Yes.
Any standard tour of Los Angeles includes a stop at Olvera
Street.
That's
right, yeah. Off the train, locals, students coming through, working downtown or just passing through on the train. And, people from all over the world and visit us.
How significant is this street to Mexican-American culture in Los Angeles?
Extremely. It's home. It is the home for all of the L.A. residents and beyond.
Now, the space itself, your family space, Casa de Sosa, got this notice of eviction just a little over a week ago.
Yes.
Can you tell us, and it's from the city, which oversees this historic street. First of all, explain why you received this notice of eviction.
It's still unclear to us. Apparently, there was a concession agreement that had expired, which we were not aware of. And that seems to be the focus right now. It's all about the leases. It's all about the rents. And
but they just gave you like 2 business days to respond.
Pretty much, yeah. I received it Wednesday afternoon of last week. And, we acted quickly. Our lawyers acted quickly. And I filed Monday. Mm. So 2 days really did not. I mean, that's pretty ridiculous.
And I want to bring Fernando into the conversation, too. What is the broader sort of legal issue here? I mean, this is a street that is being given special consideration because of its historic nature. The city is supposed to be overseeing it through the El Pueblo Monument Authority, but now it's this authority itself that seems to be threatening the merchants?
Yes, I think Conchita touched on the importance of and the relevance of the family history there. It evolved into being a human resource for the city of Los Angeles. So what's happening now is that the bureaucracies and special interests that are posing a threat to come in are failing to recognize this human resource having existed there for over 75 years or more.
Now, so your mother is co-owner with you. She's been on this street. Your father is no longer with us.
Right.
So she is sort of part of that original founding generation. What has, you know, what has this meant to her?
The business as a whole or the presence?
What has the eviction notice been?
She was speechless, to say the least, and she advised us to fight till the end, or whichever end that may be, not to stop, to let the people know what is happening, and to have our civic leaders help us and work with us to find a solution. Because from her experience working with the city, her being one of the founding members of the Angelitas is a group of tour guides that was began in 1966 as a service to the public to give tours, volunteers. She was also part of the women's National Women's Hispanic Organization. So she was very involved politically in her time. And for her to receive this, for her name to be on this, just it's not right. It's just not right.
I think that's true. In fact, that the city and its history with Olvera Street has always made it a point to work very closely with the merchants. And at times, maybe because of economic strains and because of budgetary cuts, it tends to change from the traditional ways of working with people like Consuelo, who they've worked with for a very long time.
So let's talk about your response. And Conchita said you said that you're going to be fighting to the very end. What are you planning? What are some of the things you're planning?
The first thing is, you know, letting the public know, like we have been doing and we are doing now. And we are also holding an event this Saturday, June 25th, 8 o'clock, which is in the tradition that we do our performances and our events, and our friends are very excited about it. La Marisol and La Santa Cecilia will be there, Rocio, and many other special guests, performers that have gone through the space in the past.
And so that's this Saturday at 8 p.m.
Yes.
For those who have never been to Casa de Sosa, it is at the address is W19 Olvera Street. If you want to map it, it's 634 North Main Street in Los Angeles, 634 North Main Street in L.A. this Saturday from 8 to midnight. And you'll be, I'm assuming, serving your famous chocolate and coffee,
yes.
As well as your veggie and chocolate tamales. I understand it's quite a surprise for people on Olvera Street to find a vegetarian Mexican restaurant.
Yes.
Is your space the only space that offers that at this point in that area?
Yes, we're proud to say that we have pioneered the option of healthy eating, and we've incorporated this into programs that we offer for elementary school children. And we include a presentation of the history along with a healthy meal. Mm. So this has been very important which reflects a lot of the pioneering that has happened and occurred on Olvera Street has happened because of the merchants and the history.
Now, let's finally talk in the last few minutes of this interview about what you think the larger issues are going on here on Olvera Street. Casa de Sosa is not the first that has received an eviction notice. Other merchants have lost their spaces already. Is this part of a sort of growing trend of gentrification in downtown L.A.?
I think in downtown L.A., in downtown L.A., the east side of Los Angeles as well, anywhere where there, Echo Park, I mean, being somebody who was born and raised, Conchita and I both in Los Angeles, we've seen areas changed drastically.
But on Olvera Street in particular, do you think there's an attempt to gentrify it?
There's always been an attempt to...
Because it's prime real estate, right? It's in the heart of L.A. It's in downtown L.A. It's a tourist attraction.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is prime real estate. Personally, you know, we're part of the renovation and the new lifestyle in downtown, Conchita and I. So we kind of explore the best of both worlds, which is that, yes, there is a lot of gentrification going on in the area, but at the same time, you know, there are opportunities for a lot of leaders and people stepping up to, you know, make sure and to ensure that this is done in a dignified manner.
Yes.
And not people not pushed out of their
to
homes.
To protect those that have already been there and already established themselves.
So would you also suggest that listeners who are supporters of your space and who don't want to see this happen contact the city directly? What do you recommend aside from coming to your event?
Yes, contact their civic leaders, their local civic organizations, their state leaders,
and again, it's the
county
the,
supervisors.
The city agency that manages Olvera Street is El Pueblo Monument Authority, El Pueblo de Los Angeles, and that is the managing authority for Olvera Street that is what issued an eviction notice.
Yes. Yes.
So certainly that can be found online.
Contact El Pueblo, contact our council member, Jose Huizar,
14th
our
district.
Our mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa. And these are all the entities that have overseen this monument for close to a century are the state, the county, and the city as well. So I think everybody has a really good idea of what they can do to help out.
Again, the event is this Saturday, July 25th, from 8 p.m. to midnight. And I should say the coffee and the chocolate, the coffee in particular that you serve is organic fair trade coffee.
Yes, from Chiapas.
And there's also going to be food. There are going to be entertainers and art. And it's happening at 634 North Main Street in L.A. That's the address of Casa de Sosa. It's Olvera Street address is W19 Olvera Street. I want to thank the two of you very much for joining us today and wish you the best of luck.
I could say one more thing.
Sure.
If the public and those that are listening could arrive earlier, maybe spend the day and shop. Because
patronize the other merchants.
Yes, please, because it's not just us that are threatened. It's all of Olvera Street. And so, we are all in it together. We are being, you know, we are united, and we all need to support one another.
So spend the day at Olvera Street this Saturday. I want to thank you both again very much for joining
us.
Best of luck to you. This is Uprising for Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day. Marianne Williamson once said, "In every community, there is work to be done. In every nation, there are wounds to heal. In every heart, there is the power to do it." That's Marianne Williamson. That's Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day.